Holding that, I infest on the days, the second Mishnah, seven lines from the bottom. Continuing on the topic of the Torah and the bread with it, we've established so far that in order for the bread to have the Kedusha of the Lachmei Torah, it has to be that it was bread at the time of the Shechita of the Korban, so it can't still be raw dough, and it had to be inside of some area. We said it had to be inside the Choyma, and we have Machlokas or Yechon and Mishlokas, which Choyma, which wall, do we mean the sort of Yechon on the wall of Beis Hagi, some area outside of the Hanabayas, or even outside of Yerushalayim proper, and Mishlokas, it said outside the wall of the Azara. So now continuing on this topic of what's needed in order for the bread to become Kaddish. So the Mishnah says, if the person who shechted the korban had in mind a thought of chutzah mana, which would make it pickle, or he had a thought of chutzah mekoma, which would make it possible. Nevertheless, Kaddish alecha, nevertheless, the bread becomes holy. Because it's called miratzel tzguloi. We learned back in Zvachim, and we learned at the beginning of Amasakta, when we talk about the beginning of Tigel, that once a korban becomes Tigel, of course it's also to eat it, and a person is chayav kodesh for eating it. But the very fact that it was done, that all the avodas were done, and that there was no other soul involved, makes it now, it's called miratzel tigulay, the sprinkling, the blood of that korban, now makes it acceptable insofar as now it gains the dinim of Tigel. And the same thing, and generally what applies to chutzah zmano, which is pigul, applies to chutzah mekoma, except for the fact that chutzah mekoma is only fossil and there's no kodesh. So therefore, because it had that effect of miratzel pigulay, and we also learned to zvachin that this is among the kinds of things that in kolol yered. That if you do bring it on the Mizbeach, even though you're not supposed to, because if you bring the Emurim of it on the Mizbeach, even though you're not supposed to, because the Korban is pickled at that point, nevertheless, still lo yodu, you don't take them off the Mizbeach. So therefore, it's considered that now it brought enough kedusha into the Korban, where now, therefore, the bread becomes kaddish as well, just that now, again, you have the, now it's posel or pigle, and whatever, whichever psul applies to the Korban itself will apply to the bread as well. So if the Korban, if the meat of the animal is pigle, then so is the bread. And if the meat of the animal is posel, so is the bread. But in that case, it will have that effect. On the other hand, continues the Mishnah, shocked of a nimsis trefa. On the other hand, you shech the animal, and it turns out to be trefa. Then, as the Gemara is going to point out, the difference is the psul was before the shechita. It was already trefa before you ever shechted it, as opposed to when it comes to chutzah zmana and chutzah mekoma, the psul came about only during the shechita itself. So if he shechted it and it turned out to be a balmum, Rabbi Yezer in the Kiddush, Rabbi Yezer nevertheless says that the korban will be, that the bread will be Kaddish for reasons that we're going to talk about in the Gemara. The Chum Lemon, like Kiddush, the Chum say it will not, because the fact is the psul was before the korban was ever offered. Dr. Shaloy the Shema, what about if he shechted the korban Shaloy the Shema, having in mind it's a different korban, v'chein eilam miluim, and the same thing would be true as far as the ram that was brought as part of the korbanos miluim, which we had in last week's parasha, whereas we learned yesterday, it came together with 30 loaves of bread, similar to a toida, except by a toida you also have 10 loaves of chametz, and by the miluim you didn't. So in a similar way, had they shechted that ram Shaloy the Shema, and the same thing, the two sheep that are brought as the Shalmei Tzibur on Shavuos, Sheshochtem Shaloy L'Shemon, all of those, if he shechted them Shaloy L'Shemon, like Kodesh HaLechem, then the bread does not become holy, because the reason for that is, as we're going to say in the Gemara, is because there's a pasuk that tells us by the Torah that it has to be lishma, and if not, then the bread. Now a Torah is like most other korbanos in the sense that if you shecht it shalo lishma, the korban is not outright posel. It just means that the owner is not yotze and is going to have to bring another one. Other than that, as we learned in Zvachim and as we learned at the beginning of our Masechta, as we learned at the beginning of our Masechta, it will be kosher in the sense you do continue to do the avoda, that you do all that. Just that the owner is not going to be yotze, but here we're saying, and there is a particular thing also, given that the kedusha of the bread depends on that of the korban, Then therefore that's you're gonna have that in order for the bread to be kaddish. You do have to have that the korban itself is lishma. So now the Mishnah is saying that that's true not only of the Torah, but also of these other korbanos that come together with bread. The Gemara is going to point out there's another one as well, the shlomim of a nazir, which we looked yesterday also, that the shlomim of a nazir also come with two types of bread, but so the same din applies to those. So all of them have the same rule, because all of them, the pasuk says, al zevach todas shlomav, from which we learn that it has to be that he has in mind that it is in fact a todah, which is a type of shlomim, and only then does the bread become kaddish. So the Gemara says, nasnisin mani the mayor. Now, who is on Mishnah right would have to be appointed a mayor, which, okay, is not that much of a chiddush, some Mishnah a mayor, but the point is, in other words, the Gemara is going to point out that there is another opinion on the subject. There is an opinion on, now, so what do we have in the Mishnah so far? We're saying everything in the Mishnah was agreed to by everybody, with the exception of the case where the animal turned out to be a baal mul, where Rabbi Eliezer had said, nevertheless, even though it's a baal mul, the lechem does become kaddish, and the chachamim, which usually the chachamim against Rabbi Eliezer usually means Rabbi Yeshua, says that not. So now this version of the machloekas is appointed a mayor. As we're going to see, there's another version of the machloekas appointed of Yehuda. So the Tanin, we learn in a braisa, Zehakval, here's the general rule. Whenever the psul happened before the shita, such as the case where it is trefa, or other examples like that, loy kodesh alechem, then the bread does not become holy. Psulay acha shchita, but if the psul happened after the shchita, or to be exact, not after, but during the shchita as well, because chutz mana and chutz nikoyma, for example, is during the beginning of it is during the shchita, kodesh alechem, nevertheless the bread does become holy. What do we mean? So the Braisa says, shachta chutz mana b'chutz l'mekayma. So if he shechted it, we're having in mind chutz mana, which would make it pigle, or chutz l'mekayma, which would make it possible. There's no psul before the shvita. The psul happens at the time and after the shvita, because the beginning of it happens at the time of the shvita, and then it becomes dukva, it becomes established as pigle or possible once the rest of the avodah sajjah. So now, kodesh alechem, nevertheless, the bread is going to become holy. And that means, again, in other words, it's going to have the same din as the korban as far as being pigul or posel, etc. Shachta, the name says trefa, but he shechted and it turned out to be trefa. Well, kodesh alechem, then the bread does not become holy, because that's a psul that happened before it was shechted. Shachta, the name says balas mum, and if he shechted and it turned out to be a balas mum, then Rabbi Eliezer and the Kodesh, Rabbi Yeshua and the Kodesh. So then Rabbi Eliezer says that it is Kodesh, the bread is Kodesh, and Rabbi Yeshua says that not. So exactly the same as an army. It's the Divrei of Meir, so that's how the Meir says it. So the Meir in the Baisa is recapping exactly what he said in the Mishnah. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yehuda says no, it's not so simple. No, there's no machlokas Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua if the animal turns out to be treifa, that it's not kodesh. Because then definitely the psul is before shchita, and then and even in Ola Yered, this is one of the examples of things when the korban turns out to be treifa, where even if it is brought up onto the mizbeah, we still take it down from there, because we learned from Zvachim, we have the whole concept of psulei bakoidesh, whether it became posel bakoidesh. We had a machlokas Rashi, and then a couple of different opinions in Tosfos, what exactly the definition of psulei bakoidesh is. Is it that it became posel only when it came into the Azara? Is it a psul that applies only to Kodshim, etc.? But the point is, says Rabbi Yehuda, look, treifa is no question about it. It's something that is not psul v'kodesh, and in ola yered. So then, why should it make the bread holy? So Rabbi Eliezer shouldn't hold that it does. And on the other hand, continues Rabbi Yehuda, chutz manoi chakodesh, the machlokas, and vice versa. And on the other hand, when he shechted a chutz manoi, also no question that the bread does become holy, because again, it's meratzal v'piguloi. It makes it that now, once the blood of that korban is sprinkled, then it officially becomes pigul. So again, no question about that, says Rabbi Yehuda. And Val Balmum Shaloi Kodash. And furthermore, third case, says Rabbi Yehuda, no, there's no question that if the animal turns out to be a Balmum, then it's also not Kodash. So you're telling me the mayor that Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua are arguing in that case, but no, it's a Balmum, it's also not Psulei Bakodash, and it's also in Olo Leyeru. Balman Nechlefu, so says Rabbi Yehuda, what are they arguing about? Al Chutz L'Mekoymah, strictly about Chutz L'Mekoymah. So Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Kodash, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Kodash. So Rabbi Eliezer will say, Eliezer will say that in that case, of chutz from the promo, where the korban is indeed going to be possible, but when it's chutz from the promo, where it's possible, but there's no kodesh involved, then Rabbi Eliezer is going to say that still that's reason enough for the bread to become holy. As the Gemara is going to explain, soon, Rabbi Eliezer's svara why he would say that chutz from mano and chutz from mekoyme have different rules in this regard. Or rather, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eliezer is saying that when it's chutz from mano or chutz from mekoyme, then Rabbi Eliezer says Rabbi Yehuda is saying that both of them is the bread becomes kodesh. Rabbi Yeshua is distinguishing between them, says Rabbi Yehuda, for reasons that we're going to discuss. So Rabbi Yehuda continues. Let me explain to you what the svaras of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua were. Well, says Rabbi Eliezer, this is all again within Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Meir would not hold that they had this argument because according to Rabbi Meir. So it comes out, in other words, first of all, it comes out according to both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. There is an argument between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. The difference is what the argument is on. In our Mishnah, we said that's according to Rabbi Meir, the argument is about the case where the animal is a balas mum.
Sure.
And we're going to explain further down on the Amud why, according to Rabbi Meir, why Rabbi Eliezer would consider that the bread becomes Kaddish, why he would consider such a thing to be to that extent a kosher parban, even if, of course, not really kosher, but it's a balmum. In any case, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the machlokas is rather in the case of chutz l'mekoyme. Whereas, again, according to Rabbi Meir, in the case of chutz l'mekoyme, then it would definitely be Kaddish alechem. So, and according to Rabbi Meir, there's no machlokas on that. So now, Rabbi Yehuda explains. Let me explain to you what went on. What was the discussion between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua about this matter of chutz from the koyim? Omer Rabbi Eliezer, Hoyo v'chutz v'zmane apostle, v'chutz from the koyim apostle. Since after all, both of them apostle, chutz v'zmane and chutz from the koyim. So therefore, we should be able to do a limud from one. Should be able to do a binyan av from one to the other. Ma chutz v'zmane kodesh. Just like if the animal was shechted chutz l'zmano and it became piggle, you, Rabbi Yeshua, agree that the bread does become kaddish because meratz of the pigulay, because the sprinkling of the blood of that korban is significant enough that now it makes the korban piggle. Ask chutz l'mekoyme kaddish. Well, then chutz l'mekoyme should have the same rule because chutz l'zmano and chutz l'mekoyme are very similar in that regard, both being possible. Omer Rabbi Yeshua, but Rabbi Yeshua says no. Chutz l'mekoyme apostle or bal mum apostle. I want to compare chutz l'mekoyme to a bal mum. So just like chutz l'mekoyme is apostle and a bal mum is apostle, so we should learn like that. Ma bal mum like kodesh, chutz l'mekoyme like kodesh. So just like with a bal mum, you Rabbi Eliezer agree, again according to Rabbi Yehuda, that when the animal is a bal mum, then definitely the bread doesn't become holy because then even you have the korban itself is in olagirid. You do take it off the mizbeach, so it has nothing to do with the mizbeach at all. So the same thing. The bread shouldn't become holy either. Well, so we have, so the question is basically, the question boils down to then, what are we comparing the chutz l'mekoyme to? Are we going to compare it to chutz l'zmano, or are we going to compare it to a balmum? Omalo Rabbi Eliezer, so Rabbi Eliezer says to Rabbi Yeshua, exactly that. I need to be see who the chutz l'zmano.
Question.
Yeah.
Question. We're talking about the korban. What about the mizbeah? Is the mizbeah changed in any way because it has received a korban that was pasul or something like that?
No. It just means you have rules of im ola yerin and im ola lo yerin, as we learned in great detail in Zvachim. Sometimes you have to take the korban off, sometimes not. But the mizbeah itself is not affected by that. The only thing that would affect the mizbeach is, first of all, you have, if it gets physically damaged, we learned in Zvachim, for example, the mizbeach has to have certain features in order to be minimally kosher. It has to be exactly square, so it can't have any nicks or pieces missing from it. It has to have chronos, it has to have a kevesh, etc. So if any of that is missing, then the mizbeach is possible. And then actually, before that, any korbanos that were shechted at that time become possible as well. In addition, you also have, if the Mizbeach is used to worship of a Dezara on it, then they have to rebuild it, which is in fact what happened after the Hashminoi recaptured the second Mishimikdash, and they found the Yevonim, of course, had used the Mizbeach for Korbanos to their detrikas, and they had to take apart the Mizbeach and build a new one. But no, if it's just a fossil of Korban, throws on the Mizbeach, doesn't affect it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Omalai Rabbi Yezer, I need the Misiul Lechutz Manei, but after the Misiul Abamun. So look, I'm comparing it to Chutz Manei. You're comparing it to Abamun. Nira Lamidoy Master Rabbi Yezer says to Rabbi Yeshua. You know what? Let's consider which one is more similar to. I argue that it's more similar to Chutz Manei. In general, Chutz Manei, when you're dealing with Chutz Manei, if it resembles more Chutz Manei, then that's what we should. Then you're right. We should use a binyan ab based on. Then I'm right, and we should use a binyan ab based on that. The enduring of a balmum, the nudenu kabalmum. And if it's more similar to a balmum, then we should learn it from that. So let's consider. Let's discuss you and I, Rabbi Yezer and Rabbi Yeshua, which one it's more similar to. Hiskor Rabbi Yezer loving. So now that Rabbi Yezer has made it, has put everything on the table and made it clear what the underlying machloekus is, then let's see which one we can compare it to. Hiskor Rabbi Yezer loving. So Rabbi Yezer now starts arguing as follows. Done in Psul Machshava, Psul Machshava. You know what? Chutz Mana and Chutz Mekoyme have this in common, have very much in common, in that both them the Psul is because of Machshava. The Koyen, or in the case of the Shritta, whoever is doing the Shritta, has a wrong thought in mind, and okay, we learned at the beginning of this Masechta, and in Zvachim, whether it means a thought, whether it means speech, whatever the case. The point is, in other words, not something in the actual body of the Korban itself, it's something we thought or spoke the wrong thing. So therefore, we should better learn Chutz Mekoyme, which involves a Machshava, from Chutz Mane, which is also a Machshava. The Ein Donim, Psul Machshava, we can't learn a Psul of something that involves Machshava from a Psul that involves the body of the Koyman. You, Rabbi Yeshua, want to learn it from a Balmum. Where are you getting that idea from, says Rabbi Yezer. A Balmum is not at all the same kind of Psul. His for Rabbi Yeshua, Ladun. So Rabbi Yeshua then started his argument. Done in psul she'en be'kores, mi psul she'en be'kores. On the other hand, consider we should learn a psul that involves kores from another one from one that does not involve kores from another one that does not involve kores. Namely, a person eats from a korban chutz l'mekoymei. The korban is psul, but a person eats from chutz l'mekoymei, he's not chayav kores for it. A person eats from a korban that was a balmum. Again, you're not allowed to bring such a korban. A person does such a korban, he's chayav malchus. But nevertheless, a person eats from the meat of an animal balmum that was brought to the korban, he's not getting paris. On the other hand, pig order is paris. On the other hand, says Rabbi Yeshua, don't try to learn from pig where there's paris involved by eating from the korban. And Rabbi Yeshua says, furthermore, not only that, So if that's the only argument, then fine. You could argue to Rabbi Yezer, look, you know what? I say that the fact that they're both machshava outweighs the fact that the two things that are machshava outweighs the fact that two things are kares. Fine. But Rabbi Yeshua says I have another argument as well. After all, we can also learn it from the case where the korban was shechted shelo l'shmoy. Whereas we said in the Mishnah, if the korban was shechted shelo l'shmoy, then the bread does not become kaddish. Why? Because we said there we have a pasuk that says al zevach todas shlomav, that the korban has to be shechted, having in mind that it is in fact a toda, and if not, then the bread doesn't become kaddish. Now there you have shepsul machshava ze'ein ve'kodes. Now that has both features as well. If it's a psul of machshava, because after all, shaloi l'shmoy is a thought of speaking poser to be exact. I mean, the Sfasemis points out it's not really poser. After all, as we just said before, most korbanos shaloi l'shmoy are not outright poser, just the owner is not yotze. But in this case, it means in other words it prevents the bread from becoming kodesh. So and it involves machshava. The ein ve'kodes. There's no kodesh for eating from a korban that was shechted shaloi l'shmoy. And the fact is that the bread does not become kaddish. You're arguing to me that you should learn one thing that's machshava from another, but in that case, then I'll bring you in shaloi l'shmoy, which is also machshava, and it's also more similar to my shaloi, it's also more similar to my balmum in that there's no kaddish, and you see that the bread doesn't become kaddish. So therefore, so you have a much stronger reason to say that shaloi l'shmoy, so you have a much stronger reason to say that chutz l'mekoymei should also not be makadish the bread. The Shasif Rabbi Yezer, and Rabbi Yezer was quiet and didn't have an answer to that. So this is all Rabbi Yehuda reporting what the machlokas was between Rabbi Yezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Again, a point to Rabbi Meir, who holds that their machlokas was on a different point about whether the animals are balmum, then Rabbi Meir would not have that argument. Rabbi Meir would have to say that they would have to reconstruct the argument a different way. But that explains Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Why would Rabbi Yezer and Rabbi Yeshua be arguing about about Chutzim Kaimai is because Rabbi Eliezer figures that Chutzim Kaimai should be similar to Chutzim Zmanai, and in both cases the bread should be Kaddish, and Rabbi Yeshua says no, it should be similar to a Baal Mum, and in both cases the bread is not Kaddish. Okay, so that covers Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. What about Rabbi Meir? What about appointed Rabbi Meir? That where Rabbi Meir holds that Rabbi Eliezer holds that if the animal was a Baal Mum, nevertheless the bread becomes Kaddish. Why? Maishna shocked of an innocent Trefa. What's the difference between when you found the animal a Trefa, that have a psul a kodim shlita? The fact is the psul was before the shlita. What about versus the case where he shechted it and it turned out to be a balas mum? Where was it? It was the psul where he doesn't consider it the psul because it is before shechita. The fact is the psul was before the shechita. So why is the mayor being inconsistent and saying that, or why is he reporting that Rabbi Yezer is being inconsistent and saying that in the one case the bread will become kaddish and in the other case then? And the answer is the duk in Sheba Island. The answer is the mum we're talking about is not a major mum. We're talking about where the mum is that the animal has dukin in the eye. Rashi, Ksavyan, and regular Rashi in many places throughout Chas translates dukin with a French word tela, which means basically a curtain or a covering. So it means basically like a membrane or something that grew over the eye. Another possibility that some of the folks can take is that maybe Dukin Shabayim means a cataract. Cataract is not literally a membrane over the eye, but it kind of amounts to the same thing, that the eye's vision is blocked. Whatever the case, the point is, that is just as much a mum as any other. However, Rav Akiva holds, as we learned in Zvachim, that Dukin Shabayim is not a major enough mum, that if he agrees that it's a mum as far as you can't bring such an animal for a korban. Nevertheless, Rav Akiva holds that if you did bring such a korban on the Mizbeach, then b'dieved you should leave it there, Olo Lo Yehudi. First of all, it's not so noticeable a mum, and second of all, because by birds, such a thing would be outright kosher, because by birds, we've learned many times already, that by birds, only a completely missing or non-functional limb makes it is possible, whereas small things like that, yukin shema'ayin, do not prevent a bird from being kosher, and therefore, Rabbi Akiva would say, fine, we're talking about an animal over here, nevertheless, that we can apply it to the extent that we're going to say, mololoyeri. So now, says Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Eliezer follows that logic as well. Therefore, he says, if the animal had a minor mum like that, granted, you shouldn't bring it as a korban. Granted, the person who brings it to korban is going to be over on a lav and is going to be chayav malchus. Nevertheless, though, the animal still has enough kedusha to, says Rabbi Eliezer, appointed Rabbi Meir, that therefore it will be makadish the bread as well. Well, the question is Rabbi Yeshua. What about what would Rabbi Yeshua answer to that? Many Mephoshim, including Shittim Kuberi, first of all, there's a Gersa on the side that says attribute to Rabbi Yehuda. And Rashi all have the Gersa of the Idach. And the other one, now that would mean, in other words, the question that we're now going to ask is not so much on Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Yeshua is not obligated to agree with Rabbi Akiva at all. He could well hold there's no difference between Duk and Shabayim and anything else. So we don't need to really find for Rabbi Yeshua. What we need to find for is Rabbi Yehuda. How Rabbi Yehuda knows that Rabbi Akiva holds that there's a difference between Duk and Shabayin and other kinds of mumim, so why would Rabbi Yehuda say as a blanket statement that if the animal is a Baal Mum, that the bread is not Kaddish, when he should take into consideration this point of Rabbi Akiva is about the difference between different kinds of mumim? So the Idah would be and the other one, meaning Rabbi Yehuda, or the Gersa on the side would be Rabbi Yehuda. He would answer, Kiyomer Rabbi Akiva, Imolo La Yodu, the Psul of the Gufe. Sure, Rabbi Akiva is going to say, Imolo La Yodu, at least as far as the point that if the animal has a membrane or a cataract or whatever in its eye, you're not going to say that you take it itself off from his day. Fine. To that extent, it's kosher with the other. Avala Kadushi, Lechem Loi. But to make the bread holy, Rabbi Akiva wouldn't necessarily say that. So therefore, even though Rabbi Yehuda says, fine, I accept that Rabbi Akiva makes that distinction, but he wouldn't say that distinction extends as far as the effect that it has on the bread, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda still maintains that if the animal has any kind of mum, then the bread does not become kaddish. Okay. So that explains Rabbi Meir's and Rabbi Yehuda's opinions respectively. So now the Gemara continues. It's fine. So now we have a discussion in this connection, since we're talking about Ololoyer. Chattas sheshachta chutzla zmana. Suppose that a person shechted a chattas, or any other kind of korban for that matter, we're just mentioning the chattas, Rashi Tzaviyad, explains that chattas is one of the most holy korbanos. It's kodshi kodshin. It's more chomer than other ones in that, it's more chomer than other ones in that it's one of the few that shaloi b'tnoi is possible. So any korban that he shechted chutzla zmana, im also loiterin. So we know that if it goes on from his there, you don't take it off because that's already considered psula lekodesh, and therefore it has enough residual kedusha in it that if he put it on the mizbeach, you don't take it off. What about chutzla mekoyma? What about if he shechted the korban with a thought of chutzla mekoyma? Rava omer teret, rava omer loiterin. So now Rava says that it will have to be taken off from his there. And in other words, because like Rabbi Yeshua, who we just said before, compares it to a Baal Mum, and a Baal Mum is an Ola Yerv. A Baal Mum is an Ola Yerv. So since we just had before that Rabbi Yeshua compares Chutz Mekoyma to a Baal Mum, well, therefore, says Rabbah, then it will have to mean the same rule will apply in Ola Teirin. Rabbah on Ola Teirin, whereas Rabbah says you don't have to take it off the Mizvah. Meaning like Rabbi Eliezer, who compared before Chutz Mekoyma to Chutz Mekoyma, and since Chutz Mekoyma, Tigel, we know doesn't have to be taken off from his Mizbeach, then neither does Chutz Mekoyma. Rashi Ksaviyad, by the way, flips around the opinions and has Rava say, and has Rava saying Teirid, and Rava saying Loi Teirid. So the Rambam, in fact, ends up paskening like Rabba over here, Loi Teirid. So that could be either because so one way of understanding it could be that he had the same girsa as Rashi, that it's Rava, and the halacha kebasroi. We usually have the halacha from Rava and Abba, from Abaya and Rava and on. The halacha is usually like the later opinions, or it could be that he had the girsa like we have in the Gemara in front of us, that it is Rabba, and then you would say on the contrary, though, up until the time of Abaya and Rava, the halacha is usually like the Rebbe over the Talmud, and Rabba was Rava, was Rava's Rebbe. In any case, so two different gyusas of what the opinions are, but we'll stick for now with the gyusa as we have in front of us in the Gemara. So Rava could Rabbi Yeshua. So Rava is holding like Rabbi Yeshua according to Rabbi Yehuda's version of Rabbi Yeshua that chutz mekoyma is like a baal mum. Since a baal mum in olah yered, then therefore so it's the same thing with chutz mekoyma. But Rava could Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabba then holds like Rabbi Eliezer, who compares Chutz Mekoyma to Chutz Zmana, and therefore Lo Yerin. The Hoder Be Rabba, Lagabe de Rabba, on the other hand, though, later on, Rabba changed his mind and agreed with Rabba, for the same reason that Rabbi Eliezer retracted in favor of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua had pointed out to Rabbi Eliezer the two arguments why the fact that Rabbi Eliezer was quiet and the fact that Rabbi Yeshua said, I have two reasons to argue for my position, that Chutz Mekoyma should be compared to a Baal Mum. So Rabbi Eliezer gave up his opinion. So therefore, Rabba would necessarily have to give up his opinion as well, because his opinion is based on Rabbi Eliezer's. Tosfos has a bit of a discussion about that, because the fact is, it says very clearly in a Mishnah in Zvachim that Chutzas Mane and Chutzas Mekoyma im Olu Lo Yerdu. So how do we even have an opinion over here? That im Olu Yerdu, and how is Rabba agreeing with Rabba that Yerdu that should be taken down if the Mishnah there clearly says differently? And a couple of other questions. Tosfos brings, Rabbi Natan says a geusa over here, the word is not supposed to be at the beginning when it says chattas sheshachta chutzla zmana, but rather toida sheshachta chutzla zmana versus chutzla mekoyma. So over here, according to Rabbi Natan, we're talking strictly by a toida, because again, since we see by a toida, it makes a difference as far as the bread, whether it becomes kaddish or not, according to Rabbi Yeshua, we see that there's a difference between chutzla mekoyma and chutzla, and then between chutzla mekoyma and chutzla zmana, where chutzla zmana the bread will become kaddish, and chutzla mekoyma not. Once Rabbi Yeshua, then therefore we have reason to say that. Then therefore we have reason to also distinguish maybe and say that there's a difference whether im olu yodu, im olu lo yodu. So that's one version. So that's one version of the machlokas between Rava and Rabba. The Ikadami, now there's another version of the Machlokas. In this second version, even though Rabbi Yezer eventually conceded to Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Yeshua had the better of the argument, nevertheless, Rabbi did not have to change his mind and agree with Rabbi in the second version. Why? Because in that case, what's the basis of Rabbi Yeshua's argument? First he said, you know, let's consider, we should learn his second argument was that you should learn Shaloi B'Mekoymei, from the case where the program was tracked at and that forced Rabbi Eliezer to retract, to be quiet and to retract. But over here, Rabbi would say, you know what? Fine, go ahead and learn it from the Shaloi B'Shemai. So what? The fact is that Shaloi B'Shemai also, even when you put it on the Mizbeach, you don't take it down. So in the first version, fine, once Rabbi Eliezer gave up his idea of Shaloi B'Mekoymei having any special kedusha, and then we would say that maybe you take it off from his day off. But in the second version, no, there's no reason to say, even within Rabbi Yeshua's smarter, to say that we should take it off from his day off, as if it was a malmum, we're not going to do that. From regular Rashi over here, it comes out that actually, you know, we had Rabbi Yeshua had used two arguments against Rabbi Eliezer. Which one really was the key one that caused Rabbi Eliezer to give up? Was it the one about the comparison? Was it the comparison about the comparison to the Baal Mum? Or was it because both of them are, there's no Kodesh? Or was it the comparison to Shlo Lishmai? So it could come out that according to that, the two versions in Argamara over here could be arguing basically which of those arguments was the stronger one, which caused Rabbi Eliezer to retract. And therefore, we can still use the other one maybe to say that in Ola, that in Ola La Yered or in Ola Yered. Next, the Mishnah had said shock the Shaloi B'Shemai before. The Rambam paskens like the opinion that Lo Tered, that you still don't take it off in the Zeah, which is also, again, as Tosfos had pointed out, there is a Mishnah in Zvachim that says as much, that Chutz Mane and Chutz Mekoymo, you don't take off in the Zeah, but you have it. And again, you're appointed Abin Atam, who says that with you the discussion was as far as Toda, not as far as Achatos. Nevertheless, though, a Toda still has enough Kedusha in it, when it's put from a coma, that you're not going to take it off from his day. On top of that, also, anyway, when we have a machlokas of Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha is usually like Rabbi Yehuda, but over here, the Rambam seems to pass in like the Meir's version of the machlokas, because our Mishnah is like that, and some Mishnah is a very strong thing. The Mishnah said shocked the Shaloi B'Shemai B'Chola, that if he shechted the korban Shaloi B'Shemai, and the same thing, then the bread did not become Kaddish, and he said the same thing with the ram that was brought as a shlomim during the Shiva Sumer Miluim, and the same way the sheep that are brought as Shamit Sibur and Shavuos. But Amar Papa, so Papa wonders, Shabak Tani Didan El Nazir the Shia, the Nokit Elam Miluim, why is the Mishnah ignoring the ram of the Nazir, which is a more common thing? Throughout the generations, people became Nazirim and they brought their korbanos. So why is the Mishnah ignoring that and talking about the ram of the Miluim, which is a one-time thing in history? And the answer is, the answer is, the reason why our Tana didn't do that is because he wanted to take on the main thing. This was the Miluim. That was the first time that you ever had bread with a korban that became kodesh. It's the foundation for all later korbanos. So the Tana wanted to mention that. The Tana wanted to focus on that. But yes, we understand the same thing as true of a nazir. So regular Rashi says the point is that the Elam Ilurim is the first time there was ever bread kodesh with a korban. Rashi Ksavyad brings two possibilities. One, it means that the Miluim were brought before other korbanos. And it's a korban yachid, and the il nozer is also a korban yachid. So therefore, once we mention the miluim, which was basically Aaron's personal korban, then we understand the nozer was included as well. And another point, another way of looking at it is just the opposite: the miluim and the kipsi atzera. So all a korban sibur, as opposed to an il nozer, is a korban of a yachid, and therefore the Mishnah wanted to focus on the. And then if the Mishnah is going to mention all of them, it doesn't need to list all of them, so it'll mention after the Torah, it'll mention the same thing with two other korban of Sibur, and yes, we understand the same thing as fruit of the korban of a yachid, the ram of a nazir. Having talked about the bread together with the Torah, so now the next Mishnah is going to kind of digress and talk about the dinim of Nisachim together with a korban. We know that certain korbanos and oila shlamim, also the oshim of Minnesota, have to come together with nesachim. So let's talk about the dinim of those as they go together at the Kodesh. Hanesachim shekod shabakru. If nesachim became holy in a kavi, if they were placed in a kli shoris, the nimsa zevach posel, and it turned out the korban that they were supposed to accompany became posel for whatever reason. So now the Mishnah says, im yesh zevach acher, if there is a different korban available that needs nesachim and they don't have, yakriv rimo, then fine, let them bring those nesachim together with the other korban. The im lav, and it's not, or different, the im lav, or if not, or different gyusa, Rashi Xavyad has the gyusa, the im lonu, if they were left overnight, you posel the linna, then they become posel by being left overnight. So the in lav would mean if not, meaning if you don't have another korban, then automatically you're going to have to leave them overnight and they're going to be posel. But the gyusa in lonu means that if you can find something else later today, then good, you can use it, but otherwise it is going to end up becoming posel with linna. So the Gemara says, almost the iri ain't an asocha miskanshin el of a shchitas azeva. When did an asocha become holy as far as becoming fossil by lina and other things like that is only going to be when the korban is shed. So the Mishnah is saying when they were kodesh for kli, but the iri says that's lav dafke. It doesn't really mean when it became kodesh and a kli. It really means only when the korban is shafted. So according to him, the real thing would be when the korban is shafted. Now Tosfos refers over here to an explanation of theirs earlier in the Masechta, where they ask, the fact is that all you need, in fact, is something to be in a kli shoris and it becomes kosel by lina. When Ziri is saying over here, according to Rashi Sadiad, that in particular it means that now these nesachim will become kosel. So first of all, you have like this. Regular Rashi says over here that what Ziri is saying is not as far as Ludwig. We're talking about the idea of being able to switch it to another korban. Once the korban is shefted, then Ziri says it's too late to switch it to another korban. But if it was done, if the korban turned out to be possible before that, then you'll be able to switch them to another korban. Now, so again, Rashi Ksavyad is saying that no. What it means is that when do they become posel? But when do they reach the stage when they're posel because of lina or because of being taken out of the azara or various other things like that is only when the korban is shechted. What about the fact that the Mishnah had said Mishakot Shabakli? So Ziri is saying that means lav dafka. But now Tosfos asks Udiyon Masechta that the fact is we know that korbanos do in fact become posel by lina just by being in a kli sharis. So how all of a sudden are we saying only when the korban is shechted? So first, Tosfos discusses over there, maybe you can draw a distinction between whether the nesachim are being brought with a korban versus all by themselves. Maybe when they're being brought by a korban, then you're right, then you're right, putting them in a kli shoris is not enough for getting kaddish then as far as lina. But then Tosfos doesn't really like that explanation and explains that it means like what regular Rashi is saying over here, that you can't switch them to another korban once the korban was shefted, but that lina would apply once it's placed in a kli shoris, but the idea that you can't switch them to another korban, that would kick in only when the korban is shafted. And Tosfos has more discussion of that over there, about different opinions that we have in the Gemara over there, the Meir and the Chachamim. That regular Rashi brings over here another explanation is that in fact that before that they don't become posel by lina, so that would be like Rashi Saviad's explanation over here and the first explanation that Tosfos brings over there, which they question. So Ziri says, my time, and why is that? Omakra, zevach or nesachim, because the pasuk says, the zevach, which is the korban, and the nesachim. So that implies that the zevach and the nesachim are tied together, and only when the zevach is accomplished, only when the zvicha is accomplished, only then do the nesachim become nesachim. Well, the Gemara says, it's not. Let's look at our Mishnah and see if that fits with it. And a Sochem, Shekodshu B'Kliv Nims is Evach Possel, we said in the Mishnah, if the Nesochem became holy in a Keli, and then the Korban turned out to be Possel, Im Yesh Zevach Acher Yukuru Imein, if there's another Korban available, you bring them with them, V'in Lav, or V'in Lonu, you Possel B'Lina, and if not, if you don't have another Korban, or if they're left overnight, then they become Possel by Lina. Now, my Lav to Ifsel B'Shita. Now, when we say the Korban became Possel, shouldn't we assume that that means usually a Psul of a Korban would typically be that became Possel during the Shita? Well, then, in that case, then, so it was a possible shrikta. Then why should Lina apply to them? And the answer is why the Ipsil was shrikta? No, because you could say the Psul happened later on, when the blood of the Korban was sprinkled. So now, even the Zeiri is saying that it becomes Kodesh as soon as the Korban is shechted, well, then very well, by the time it comes to the shrikta and the Psul happened over there, then the Nisachim are already Kodesh. Well, the Gemara says, Kaman, Hirebi. Well, then that would be. So Ze'ivi's statement would seem to be then only a point of Rebbe. Doma shnei dvarim ha-matirin, malim zeh v'lo zeh. He says when you have two things that are needed to make the meat of a korban mutter, then one of them can work without the other. The original context we had it was earlier in the Masechta in connection with the kids that said us the Shalmei Tzibur of Shavuos and the Shnei Alechem that go with them, where you need two things. You need the Shchita of the Kavasim and you need the Zrika. You need the blood to be sprinkled properly on the Mizbeach, and only then does the Shnei Alechem become mutter to you. And Rebbe had said that if you have only one of them, let's say you did one of them l'shma and the other one shalei b'shma, so Rebbe had said over there, the word is kodesh ve'ene kodesh, it has a degree of kedusha to the extent where now it will be possible by lina, but you can't eat it. Whereas we had Rebbe Elazar ben Rav Shimon and disagreed, he said it doesn't become kodesh at all until the zirik. So Rebbe says over there that one thing can be mala, can cause it to rise up a level of kedusha without the other, and therefore at that point the bread will be kodesh v'ene kodesh. Actually, we had a machlokes in the Gemara over there what Rebbe means by kodesh v'ene kodesh. At any rate, the point is that Rebbe had said that even though one of the two things that are necessary for it to be kodesh did not happen properly because the other one was done shalom l'shma, nevertheless we said it has a degree of kedusha. Anyway, so now when Ze'iri is saying in the case over here where you shechted the korban and now but now there was a psul later on in the zrika and was saying nevertheless the nesachim become kaddish and therefore lina will apply to them, that seems to be only like Rebbe. And the answer is no. I feel the same with Rebbe Elazar ben Rav Shimon. No, it could even work according to Rebbe Elazar ben Rav Shimon, who said over there you need the shita and the zrika to be correct, because the difference is b'chol maya skin. Because the case we're talking about over here, because here we're talking about over here where the blood was received in a keli properly, but then not that it became possible with zrika, but rather it never actually the zrika never actually happened because the blood spilled before he was able to get it to the mizbeach. Now, why should that make a difference? Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, Savala Kavasei Davor. Now, Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon is going to hold like his father, Reb Shimon, to Omar, Pola Imidli Zorit Kizorit Drum. Reb Shimon says that anything that's meant to be sprinkled can be considered as though it was sprinkled. We're going to have that, Rashi Ksaviyad refers to, we're going to learn about that towards the end of the Masechta. And then in the next to last paragraph of the Masechta. So it's not considered that there was a psul in the zrika. So the zrika didn't actually happen, but nevertheless, it's the last paragraph actually. You have to learn it in. But anyway, yeah. So now Rabbi Elazar will hold the same way and say therefore the Nesachim are able to become Kodesh. So when you have a Zrika and it was Possel, then Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon will say, look, you can't say that there was a Possel or a Zrika. The fact is there was a Zrika, but it was Possel. But when there was no Zrika at all, Reb Shimon will accept it, at least insofar as that now the Dinim will apply, one of them being this Din, that now the Nesachim will be able to have Kedusha, even though maybe, fine, the Korban itself maybe can't be eaten, but nevertheless the bread will serve the Nesachim, that the Nesachim at this point will still have kiosk because the blood was going to be sprinkled and there was no actual soul in it. Next, the Gemara says, Omamar. Now we said in the Mishnah, Im Yesh Zevach Acher Yukuru Imay. If there's another korban with it, then if there's another korban available, then you should bring these Nesachim with it, since the first korban was possible. It's an interesting concept. It's an interesting point that the Gemara is using over here the word Omamar. Usually the Gemara will bring Omer Mar. We quoted something from a Braisa or something like that, and now we're going to analyze it in more detail. Here we're talking about our Mishnah itself, so the Omer Mar seems a little bit out of place. You should just have a quotation from the Mishnah between two dots. So there's a sefer called of Kol Hashav. So there's a sefer called Yovin Shmua from one of the late Rishonim. And he explains that sometimes the Gemara will do that when the Mishnah that we're talking about, when even though it's our Mishnah, but the topic of our Mishnah is a little bit out of place. The fact is, here we're not dealing, Masechta Menachos is not really dealing so much with at what point the Nesachim become Kaddish. That's more subject for Masechta Zvachim. So therefore it's being brought over here only more incidentally because we're mentioning the Torah and it's bread. Therefore we're mentioning Torah and it's Nesachim, and therefore the word Omer Mar does kind of belong. So we said if there's another Korban Yikr Ruima, then we do in fact bring the Nesachim with it. So the question is why? If he designated a lug of oil to bring with one particular mincha, then it's possible to use with a different mincha. So why shouldn't it be the same thing over here? Why shouldn't it be the same thing over here? That these nesachim belong to this korban, and if the korban is possible, we can't use these nesachim. And the answer is Amar Rabbi Yana lay based in masna aleihem, because the heart of based in, the mind of based in, makes a tnai on these nesachim when they're first makdish them im hutzruchu hutzruchu. If they need them, if they need them for this korban, then they need them. And if not, then they can be used for another korban. Now Rashi Ksavyan points out that this would work only by korban sibur, because the korbanos yachid are not brought under the sibur that, and their basin has nothing to do per se with the bringing of korbanos yachid, that the person himself gets the money and buys the korban and so forth. So when we say over here, lay based in Masnaleh, then that would really only work on the face of it. That would only work by a korban sibur. But Tosfos also refers over here to their discussion earlier in our Masechta, where they had more discussion on that point, whether in fact we can say lay based in Masnaleh, whether it would work for a private person as korban as well. In addition, Tosfos points out you have machlokes in the machlokes back on Daf Tesvav where Tosfos is discussing it between the mayor and the chachamim whether when a korban becomes pigle, does the nesachim automatically become pigle as well? And the mayor had it, the Gemara had said over there, the mayor holds that once the korban is shechted, then these nesachim are tied to it. So therefore, so Zer Tosfa says that maybe in fact we're talking over here in all Gemara here on Daf Ayin Tes, maybe we're talking specifically according to the mayor. And then maybe the Iri statement also that we learned before is specifically according to the mayor. And Tosfa goes on with some discussion about that point, whether in fact we could make this work even according to the Chachamim against the mayor, and then as far as this lay based in Masna Lehen, then we would say that we could say that maybe it applies across the board. So if they need them, they need them, and if not, then they can use it for a different card. Okay, well, the Gemara asks, Yehochi Shemin Nami. Well, then why not say the same thing with the oil of a mincha? Why is Rav Chista telling us that if the oil was designated for one mincha, then it's possible for another mincha? And the answer is Shemin Gufa de Mincha, because the Shemin is actually a part of the mincha itself. By definition, as we've learned before, a mincha, most of the time, consists of flour and oil. So Lavoina. So therefore, the oil is actually a part of the mincha itself, and therefore you can't say so much lay based in masna leihem, as opposed to the nesachim are not really part of the korban itself. They go together with the korban, and therefore they go together with the korban, but they're not part of the korban, and therefore we don't have to say that the same rule, and then therefore we don't have to say that the same rule applies to them. So So the Gemara continues. But then why in our Mishnah are we saying that the Nesachim become possible by Lina, the listener on Lehim, the Nitkul the Chulin? So why didn't Basim make a Tanai on them that they should be able to become completely Chulin? Even if the Tosfos points out, even if they were already placed in a Kli Shortus, nevertheless, still, first of all, we talked about yesterday the question of whether Kli Shortus, the Kaddishin, Labdas, or not, whether automatically putting something in a Kli Shortus makes it Kaddish, or whether you need Das for it. But even if we say that not, but here, a Kli Shortus is not Makadish Cholin. So let Beis Din have in mind that they become, that they're completely Cholin, and therefore we don't have to have, now we don't have to have a problem of Lina with them. And especially even more so, according to Rashi Savyad, that Zairi was saying before that the Chalal, when a Sochem only become Kaddish, only when the Korban is shifted, and that Rashi had said over there that when the Mishnah had said Kaddish of the food means Lav Davka, well then in that case, you want to ask that that very well they should be able to become Chulin. Why are we saying that if they were left over, they're going to be possible by Lina? And the answer is, screw, they could do that. People are going to think that you can take something that was in a Kli Shortus and make it completely chol, and without any tenai, they're not going to realize this lay based in mass now later. Well, you want to ask, how is it any better if you do it with a different korban? Won't you have the same problem if they bring it with a different korban? People are going to think that nesachim that were meant to be with one korban are allowed to go with a different korban. And the answer is, Haltani Matisya ben Yehuda. But we know that Matisya ben Yehuda taught a braisa, only when does it work? If the Mishnah is saying that you can use it for another korban, only when there was another korban that was already shechted at that time, and they didn't have nesachim for it. So now people are not going to think that it was meant for the first one, and now it was transferred to the second one. They're going to think that to begin with, it was with the second one in the first place, and therefore they're not going to think that you can easily move them from one to the other. But they want to ask, Abel Ein Zevach Zavroch Ba'is Hashem Mai. So what are you telling me then? If there was no other one shechted at that time, then what? Nifsal B'Lina. Then you would in fact say that it does become fossil by Lina. Namely, you're going to have to, you don't have another korban. You can't wait until later today and say maybe another korban will show up. You actually have to leave them and they will become fossil by Lina. Well, then add the Tony Seifa. Well, then consider, when the Seifa continues, Im Lav, or Im Lonin, you fossil B'Lina, that if there's not, or if they were left overnight, then they become possible by Lina, implying, in other words, that it doesn't have to be necessarily that they going to become possible. So in other words, if Tosfos points out, we see from this Gemara that the correct Gilsa in the Mishnah is indeed Im Lonin. If they were left overnight, then become fossil by Lina. Implying, in other words, you still have the rest of that day to see maybe another korban without the snuff and will show up and you could bring it. So, but according to what we're saying now, that wouldn't work. The Mishnah should have made a distinction within that itself. But Medvar, when would you say that you can bring it with another korban? Only if a korban was available that had been shechted right then and didn't have nesachim. But if you don't have another korban at that time, then no, then you're going to have to leave it. But according to the way the Mishnah phrases it, the in lottery is possible Lina. If they're left overnight, then they become possible by Lina, implying that if not, they're implying that you still have the rest of the day to see if you can find something with them. So they want to ask, Tokinami Karma, that is indeed what the Mishnah is saying. When there was a korban shechted at that time, then you can transfer these nesachim to him. But if there's no zevach, if there's no korban that is already shechted, at that time, then it's the equivalent of them becoming possible by Lina, and then they're possible even now. So we don't mean when the Mishnah says in Lonu, you possible Lina, that we have to wait until Shkia and see what happens. No, it means right now already, in fact, it's already possible because there's no other Torah to bring it with. It will only work if Zevach Zevach Bois Hashem. Now, the Gemara asks, so we were saying before as follows. Let's recap. We had at the bottom of the previous Amud, the Gemara had explained that our Mishnah can be not only according to Rebbe, but also according to the laws of Reb Shimon. When we said that the Nimsa Zevach Pasul, that the Korban turned out to be Pasul, it can be according to Rebbe, meaning that there was a Psul in the Shchita, or it can be that that the Shchita was fine, but there was a Psul in the Zrika, but it could work, even according to the laws of Reb Shimon, there wasn't a Psul in the Zrika, but rather the Zrika never took place because the blood spilled. And he said that Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon agrees with his father, who says that even though the blood was not sprinkled on the Mizbeach, we can consider as though it was. Now that means, in other words, we're saying that our Mishnah, is like Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, who in turn agrees with his father, Rabbi Shimon, then that would mean we have to make our Mishnah be able to work according to Rabbi Shimon as well. Well, the question is, me is that Rabbi Shimon laid based in Masna Aleim. Does Rabbi Shimon in fact hold of this concept of laid based in Masna Aleihen, that we can say when you have something that was that could have been used for one carbon and instead needs to be transferred to another one, so we're saying Basin is allowed to make that happen, and therefore we said now we can take these Nesachim that were meant to be for one carbon and transfer them to another. Does Rav Shimon in fact agree with that? In the point of Gemara, it says Rav Shimon ben Elazar, but that seems to be a mistake because it's Rav Shimon ben Yechoi that we're talking about over here, the father of Rav Elazar ben Shimon. So is that in fact so? Suppose that the tzibur has animals for the tumid that they do not need. Now, what do we mean by that? So starting with regular Rashi, what the Pirush printed in Rashi's place, he explained like this, that we learned earlier in the Masechta, there always has to be a certain number of sheep in the Lishka Saployim. There have to be a minimum of 6 sheep there at all times that are available for the Talmud. Now, when it comes to the Chodesh Nissan, they have to start buying the Talmud from the new money that's coming in with Chodesh Nissan. So the printed version of Rashi says Rosh Chodesh Adar, but that's not right. Rosh Chodesh Adar is a month before we have any problem. Rather, the word is it's supposed to be Chagos Habach points out it's supposed to be Chof Kes Adar. When it comes 28 days in Adar, at that point when they take the 2 for that day's tumid, we have 4 left. Now we're going to be bringing new ones of Chodesh Nissan from Turma Chadasha. So these ones are not going to be needed for the tumidim. That's one explanation. Regular Rashi gives another explanation that it means, let's say, for example, they got lost and they designated new ones instead, and now the original one turns up. Rashi Ksavyad explains similar to regular Rashi over here, same thing. In other words, we're talking on the last day of Adar. So regular Rashi, it's the 28th of Adar, according to Rashi, it would be the last day, which would be the 29th or 30th of Adar, as the case may be, where again, they wouldn't put other ones because they're going to anyway need to be from Shulma Chadosha. So now it comes out that there are a few that they don't need. Those are a couple of possibilities of what we mean, smidim, that sibu don't need. Anyway, l'divrei Reb Shimon ain niftim tmimim. According to Reb Shimon, we cannot be poi to them while they're tmimim. According to Reb Shimon, we would have to leave them to graze until they develop a mum, and only then would we be able to sell them and use the money for hekdesh. But as long as they're tamim, we have a general rule that animals that are tamim cannot be bought back, that were designated for a korban, cannot be nifta, cannot be redeemed, and so it would be over here according to Reb Shimon. But according to the Chachamim, they can, because to begin with, they based in Masna Aleihen, based in to begin with, had in mind that they're only going to be Mekadesh, the ones that they need for the next couple of days, and therefore these 4 extra that are going to be, or these ones that got lost and then found or whatever, then to begin with, they had no Kedusha. They only had Kedusha's Damim, they only had the Kedusha of having been bought from money of Hekdesh. And therefore, we can be poyed to them like any other thing that has only kedushas gun. So we see that our Mishnah does not agree with Reb Shimon. And the answer is shiny hasan de isru takanta bereiya. The difference is because over there, Reb Shimon says if you have a choice, you don't need a tnai basin. Instead, leave the animals to graze until they develop a mum, and then you can sell them. So it's not such a big deal if you're going to do that. As opposed to over here, if you don't say laid based in Masna Aleihen, these Nesachim are going to be completely posel, and you have no way of doing otherwise, and therefore Reb Shimon might well say that in this case we're going to bend the rules and allow that laid based in Masna Aleihen and allow us to be able to use them. suppose this brings up another point as well. Why don't we say, why do we dafka have to say that we would have to wait till they develop a mum? Why can't we use them for kaitz and mizbeach? We could use them for korbanos ola, for times when there's no other korbanos being brought. And the answer is, Tosfos says, because it's true, by the Tmidim, you could do them. You don't even have to do that. So the Gemara is implying, when it comes to the extra animals for the Talmud, you don't even need to wait till they develop a mum, because in fact, you could use them for Kayetz and Mizeach. But let's say, for example, what about you have the same din will apply, Tosfos points out, the same din will apply to the Seirei Chatoris. If they have goats for the Chatoris, Hatzibur, of Rosh Chodesh and the Yom Tovim, which again, the animal got lost and then found, or whatever the case is, they have extra ones, and what are they supposed to do with it? Now, who you can't say you can bring in as Kayetz and Mizeach. Kayetz and Mizeach is an Ola. These were Chatoris. You can't switch them. So therefore, then the only choice is to do Re'iyah. And even then, Reb Shimon is going to say that, fine, at least you can do Re'iyah. At least they're not completely goners. As opposed to over here, the Nesachim would be complete goners if we do that, because then we have nothing we can do. So therefore, Reb Shimon will say, lay based in Masna Alehem, and we will allow that to happen in order that the Korbanos do not become completely false.
Okay.